believe, joining us.
Dance along.
Yeah, you can do that. Joining us right now is our final guest of the evening. And little did I know, she's a fan of Survivor. I believe we have Linky Murray on the line. Linky, you there?
I'm here. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
How are you doing?
I am sore and sun-kissed.
Really?
I'm not going to say sunburned because it's too early in the season to be sunburned. But we actually, my husband and I, just cycled all the way from Providence to Bristol and all the way back.
No kidding.
So I'm doing great. You know, I love when summertime hits. It's like officially summertime. And we had we ate at this great little place in Bristol where we had fish and chips. And it was just so fresh and just, you know, with the going down with the Blue Moon beer, it's just, you can't kick off summertime better than that.
you're like a world traveler. Every time I turn around, you're traveling off to somewhere. Give us, since the last time we had you on, and I believe you actually were on in April, and then you were actually on South Shore Live not too long ago, correct?
Yes. I have, you know, I have been all over the place. I have been in North Carolina. I have been in Detroit. I've been in Chicago. I was actually in Jersey. I think it was last week. Was it last week or the week before? I don't know. My weeks are running together. So, yes, it's been quite busy, but I love traveling and meeting new people and seeing different great eats places. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a blessing.
And you also, I believe, do you have your own little show in the area? Do you have a TV show or a radio show?
I do. I have my own little TV show called Living Linky Style, and it's with North TV, so it's just local, you know. But it's great. It's almost like watching Julia Child cook. I don't know if you ever watched her cook, but
I love Julia. I used to watch. Actually, we had a chance to speak with Ming Tsai not too long ago.
Oh, really?
And as you know, he's on PBS, and I said to him, I says, I'm kind of fond of PBS because back in the day, my mom would always have Julia Child on and watching her.
I know. Like, I love her. You know, she's like my idol. I mean, anybody that's gone to culinary school just loves Julia Child. And my show is very much like that. It's not very edited. So if I drop a chicken on the ground, I just pick it up and say, "Ooh, look at the chicken," you know, just like she did. So it's quite fun. It keeps me busy and hopefully keeps people entertained. So it's been great.
Let's talk about, you know, we're on the cusp of the unofficial start of the summer season here. How excited are you to be getting at the grill and maybe talking to folks about some of the things they could be grilling this summer?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't think I can contain my excitement, actually, because it was such a long, drawn-out winter. And for somebody that's only been in Massachusetts for 3 years, I'm like, please bring the sun and some cocktails and some grilling. you know, from being from South Africa, my husband and I, we're very outdoors people. Mm-hmm. You know, we love cycling and camping. So, you know, basically, when you're out there camping or when you're doing things, we live outside. And if you live outside, you have to eat outside. And that's why we grill all the time. And I've recently developed a great relationship with the Big Green Egg, which is, you know, this rummy girl, I'm sure you know. Like, all men know what the Big Green Egg is. But it is this amazing, for those of you that's out there that don't know what it is, it's just the amazing grill that's basically a ceramic grill, and it basically is three things in one. It's a grill, it's a smoker, and it's a baker. I have baked pizza on that thing. I have smoked butts in that thing. I've baked cobblers. I've even made Nana Foster, believe it or not. And so, you know, to me, summertime is all about being out there and seeing what you can do on the grill so that you can basically live outside and not have to be stuck in a home somewhere. That's for wintertime.
So you're trying to tell me that you would be able to, in this new egg, that you would be able to do, like, appetizers and entrees and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of my favorite things to do on it, and I'm actually, this week, I'm shooting my next two episodes I'll probably do on the grill outside, because I'm going to do a Father's Day segment and a 4th of July segment. And so I'll probably either do both of those on the green egg or one on a regular grill and then one on the green egg. And one of my favorite things to do, appetizer-wise, are these bacon cream cheese stuffed mushrooms. So you take baby portobello mushrooms and you take out the stem and you mix up this great stuff with some cream cheese, some onions, some garlic, a little bit of fresh rosemary, and then you stuff it like with lots of bacon. Of course, everything's better with bacon. It's almost like chocolate, you know. Chocolate, everything wrapped up in chocolate is delicious. Well, yep. Everything with bacon is delicious. So you stuff all that, and then you place it on the grill for probably about, like, between 5 and 8 minutes. And then it's just, I mean, it just melts in your mouth. It's so creamy, and the portobello mushrooms are meaty. So it's like you're getting this really hearty appetizer bite in one. It's just perfect.
Now, are you the unofficial or official spokesperson for the Big Green Egg?
Oh, no. They have Dr. Barbecue. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he it's Ray Lampe. I think they have several people, but he does a lot of things for them. But so far, I've done a couple of events with Big Green Egg, and I'm still working on that relationship with them, and we have some possibilities in the near future. Working together and having a partnership. But, you know, everything is still very much in the beginning stages. I was just introduced to the Big Green Egg a few months ago when I did the celebrity cook-off in Orlando on the Big Green Egg. And since then, I have fallen in love with that thing. I could never imagine calling myself an egghead and loving it.
So. Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, my girlfriend loves to cook, and she does. She's probably one of the best, aside from my mom.
So you better put that in there.
You got to put that in there. That's a disclaimer. But I mean, she is an amazing cook. Tell me, how cost effective? What would one of these go for? And does it have a warranty?
I'm sure they have warranties. I'm be the first one to tell you I'm horrible with sales and everything. And the Green Egg was a gift to me. I will say this, I know, as well, how lucky can I get?
Yep.
I will say, with all the flares and shares, I think I have a large, and then I also have a mini egg, but it's like really tiny. It's just adorable. You could fit it on like a countertop, you know, in the outside kitchen or something like that. But I think they run anywhere from 400 to 1,000, depending on which size you get. But I will say this, once you buy a Big Green Egg, you will not have to buy another grill in your life. There was actually a gentleman that came up to us while we were in Jersey, and he said he's had his egg for 20 years. And I was pretty amazed by that. So, you know, for somebody that really, in South Africa, grilling is more a men's thing. I think that's maybe universal.
Right.
But since I've had my egg, I'm like, honey, step aside. Let mama handle this.
That's awesome.
So, you know, I'm absolutely in love with this thing. Especially, you know, for women, you know, we love, most of us love to bake. And for me to be able to bake stuff on the Big Green Egg, it's simply amazing. Of course, there's a great little gadget also that's from Grill Innovations. It's called the Grill Plate.
Okay.
And what it does is it's, you can check it out too. It's the company is Grill Innovations, and they actually, you can use this grill plate on a regular grill. And what it does is it transforms your regular grill into a convection oven. So it's this little plate thing that you set on there, and then you can bake brownies, cookies, cobblers, lasagnas. I mean, they've even done creme brulee on the grill. So it just, you know, it just helps for female audience too to get out there and have fun and bake, and you know, it's amazing. There's lots of gadgets and things out there nowadays to get you from inside to outside and enjoy it, you know, and have great eats.
Talk to us about, do you have any upcoming classes or workshops that you're going to be putting forth for folks who want to learn some of the things that you specialize in?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I have the best way to keep up with what I have going on is on my website, and this week I'm going to post some new classes and workshops coming up. One of the big ones I'm doing, I have a NACE event coming up, but I think that may just be for NACE members, but it will be in Boston. It's just going to be a cupcake demo, but then the big one that I'm doing, I have a couples class coming up that's an enchanted dinner. It's going to be a 5-course dinner, and I'm going to choose a couple of wines and pair some wines with the dinner. And, you know, people can sign up. Couples, you don't even have to be a couple. You could be friends and come, and I'll cook, and we'll just hang out, and we'll taste as we go. And then later on this summer, I also have a salads and daiquiris night coming up. You know, which should be a lot of fun. You know, summertime, people want things that's not so heavy. And then I also have cupcake classes coming up later on in July. And then in August, I have a wine country class coming up where I'm actually pairing up with a wine connoisseur. And he's going to pick wines for me, and then I'm going to develop a menu to go with those wines. So, and all of those classes are going up this week on my website.
Well, I get Joe signaling me that we're going to probably have to make sure that we have you on towards the end of June, maybe early July, just to keep folks in tune with some of the stuff that you're doing. It sounds like you are very busy.
You know, busy is good. It keeps me out of trouble most of the time. but yes, I would love to be back on. Maybe, you know what, this like today was a little rougher. Like I said, we were cycling out there in Bristol. But maybe next time I should come and like maybe cook something for y'all, and we can discuss it, and you can taste it, and tell me on air if it's good or not.
Well, Joe said that that sounds like a great idea as long as you bring the egg with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I can bring the mini egg because it's not that heavy. Ooh. Like it only weighs like 40 pounds, so I could pick it up. It would be a lot of fun. We'll grill out there in the. Surely you have a parking lot.
Okay. Sounds like a great plan. Talk to us about some of the stuff that you've done recently. Now, what's this about? I hear you did something regarding chocolate cocktails.
Oh, yes. I had, this past week, I had a ladies' night out, and it was chocolates and champagne. And I made all these little great chocolates. I made a brandy chocolate mousse. I love to pair different liquors or wines with my food, especially when I'm baking or something. So some of the items I made a brandy chocolate mousse, and I did a wild strawberry white chocolate mousse in little mini chocolate cups that I molded. Oh, and then I did pretzel and bacon dark chocolate bark, which was delicious. It had your savory and your sweet all in one.
Wow.
And and then I did, of course, my husband works for Ocean Spray Cranberry, and I just love craisins, and I get so many of them all the time. So I made a craisin and walnut chocolate bark. And what else did I make? I think I made a key lime white chocolate truffle. And I made chocolate cupcakes with a tequila buttercream icing, which
wow.
was also very, very intense. And then what I did is for these ladies, I demoed how to do some chocolate garnishes, pipe up some chocolate garnishes that you can stand upright into a cupcake or mousse or something to fancy it up a little bit. And then I made cocktails. So I did an orange chocolate martini. Because I love to pair citrus with chocolate all the time. So I made a chocolate sauce, and I used some triple sec and some cocoa liqueur. And then I think the hit of the night was probably the raspberry chocolate cordial that I made towards the end of the night. Which was also a chocolate syrup that I made, and then I used Chambord and a raspberry vodka with also some cocoa liqueur. And it was just, I whipped up some heavy cream, but, not too stiffy, just a little bit whipped it up and topped it and then drizzled some chocolate on top with the raspberries on the side. So it was just, it was perfect. It was a perfect ladies' night out.
where do you come up with these creations? I mean, do you experiment, or is this, we're talking amongst other culinary people? How do you come up with a lot of this stuff?
It's all an experiment to me. I go and I look at a lot of magazines. I look at a lot of cookbooks on the internet, Pinterest. And what I do is I get inspired. So I may go and browse what kind of recipes is out there. And then I always try to make it my own and try to bring my own influence in that. So I take my South African background and my Mississippian background and now my Massachusetts background, Bostonian, or however we call ourselves up here. I try to take all of that and merge it and make it my own. So a lot of it's experimenting. Here at home, I look at something and say, oh, this may be able to work. And sometimes it's successful, and sometimes it's not so successful, and then my husband gets to eat it. So it's all in trying things out and seeing what works and what doesn't work.
Now, I have to digress to what I had mentioned to you initially, and that is I got to get your take on this past season of Survivor. What did you think of this past season?
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It had so many twists and things. Did you watch it?
I watched the whole thing. I mean, I was happiest for John, for him winning. I mean, I thought he was, first and foremost, compared to when he was on the last time, he was just, he was transformed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, his confidence level rose from like 5% to like 100%.
Right.
And what I loved about the whole season is, like, especially when the three amigos, when they, you know, when they clicked together and they played those immunity idols, I thought it was priceless. And then for, you know, for Cochran and Don and all of them to still rise above all of that and still make it to the end, it was just, I thought it was priceless. And even the finale was the most intense I've ever seen. So it was probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite.
Yeah, I have to say it was probably one of my favorite as well, because there were, it was like, there was so many twists and so many turns. You know, you thought that Reynolds was going to be, I mean, he seemed like a strong guy.
And Eddie
kind of was like, he kind of was under, you know, under the radar because they were trying to get out other people.
Exactly.
And they made the smart move of getting rid of him, because I think he would have probably been, if not Cochran, he would have been the odds-on favorite.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. I mean, he was just so strong and everything, you know. So, but what I was most surprised about is how Cochran just dominated the some of the immunity challenges.
Challenges, yeah, he did well.
I was like, you know, for a small little boy, I mean, he did really well. But he is just—he's precious, and he is—he's so funny and so witty, and just, you know, he still stays humble. So I just, you know, I was very happy that he won. So.
Linky, that's all the time we have. Give your website before we go.
It's Living Linky, Living, and then LINKIE. LivingLinky.com. And I'm also on Twitter and Facebook, and it's just Linky Marais, M-A-R-A-I-S. And you can keep up with me there. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Have a great night.
You got it. That's Monday Night Talk. Have a great evening, folks.
Good night.
Good night.